Let's turn our attention a little bit to Social Security benefits. So again, when someone says, I'm on disability, or my daughter's on disability, we're not quite sure at that point which disability program they're on. Of course, we have private disability insurance, but that's beyond the scope of what we're talking about here. Those programs are not means tested, so it doesn't matter what mom or dad leaves them for qualification for private disability benefits. What we're talking about here are Social Security benefits, those administered by Social Security Administration. And there are two different types of disability benefits provided through Social Security Administration. One of those is SSDI, Social Security Disability Insurance, and the other is SSI, Supplemental Security Income. They get confused all the time. Even clients who are on the programs sometimes don't know which of the two programs they're on. So we have to look at benefit amounts, which health insurance they're getting, and we can kind of sift through and usually figure out quite easily which of these programs they're on. Big picture, SSDI is for those folks who were working. They were paying into Social Security system. It's the program you and I could get if something happened and suddenly cut our career short. So we were on course to get Social Security retirement. The career was cut short due to a disability, and then we qualify for SSDI. And basically, the benefit amount is based on kind of the same formula that would have determined how much we'd receive in Social Security retirement. And in fact, if someone's on SSDI, once they reach retirement age, they just flip over seamlessly in their eyes from disability to retirement. Some clients think at 75, they're still on disability. That's not the case. They actually converted over to retirement once they reach retirement age. That's SSDI. SSI, on the other hand, is Supplemental Security Income, and it's for folks perhaps who never worked. Maybe they've been disabled throughout their lives and were never in the workforce, or perhaps they just had a spotty work history, or they didn't have enough credits to get that Social Security disability insurance, and so they get the lesser benefit through SSI. So we see here kind of on this slide, a comparison of the two, and comparison and contrast, and you'll see this Venn diagram at the bottom. I apologize for the typo for SSDI there. But the Venn diagram, I'm trying to show that we have SSDI benefits, we have, SSI benefits, but there is an overlap for some folks who might qualify for both SSDI and SSI. So looking specifically at SSDI, it provides a monthly cash benefit. If you qualify for SSDI, after 2 years, you get Medicare. So Medicare would be your health insurance. But there is a two-year gap where you don't qualify for Medicare quite yet. Also, it's not means tested. So when we talk about these kinds of trusts, this kind of planning to keep someone qualified for benefits, if they're on SSDI, their qualification is based not on what their assets are or their income is. It's based on whether they were working and have enough credit and whether they are in fact disabled. And if they can meet those requirements, then they get their SSDI benefit, even if they have millions in the bank. The average SSDI benefit for this year, for 2020, is $1,258 a month. And you'll see when we contrast that to SSI on the other side of the slide, that it is a larger benefit than the SSI benefit. There, that last bullet point for SSI shows that the maximum benefit for SSI in 2020 is $783 a month. So that's the maximum benefit someone could get through SSI, whereas they can get a larger, and the average person does get a larger benefit through SSDI because they qualify based on their work history. Looking further at SSI, you'll see that qualification for SSI, even $1 of SSI, gets a person Medicaid. And Medicaid will be their health insurance. And very often for these folks who are on SSI, it's the Medicaid, those health benefits, that are the greater benefit than the $783 a month that they get in cash benefit. And this program, SSI, is a means-tested program. So this one, if someone has too much in assets, as in over $2,000 in countable assets, it has a very low asset limit. So if they have too much in assets, too much in income, it disqualifies them from SSI. So that's a big benefit that we're often trying to protect with this kind of planning. All right, continuing on with the slides, distributions from trusts. How can distributions or receipts, even if it's just parents, maybe not through a trust, but just parents providing a benefit to someone who's on SSI, how does that affect their qualification? Generally speaking, cash reduces their benefit dollar for dollar. If I'm on SSI, my parents give me $200 cash, and I report that properly to Social Security Administration, it will reduce my benefit by $200 that month. They'll do it retroactively because I already got my check, but I do have a $200 dollar for dollar reduction on cash benefits. The the food and shelter is another big one. So let's say that I live with someone or someone's paying my rent, paying my food, whether it's my parents providing that directly or my trust paying for it for me. That's called in-kind support and maintenance. In-kind support and maintenance. And that also has the effect of reducing my SSI benefit, but it won't knock it out. So the general rule is in-kind support and maintenance reduces my benefit by one-third. So if I was going to get $783 a month, I'll get one-third less if someone else is paying my food and shelter. Now, perhaps they're paying $10,000 a month in food and shelter, so I'm getting far more advantage than I am loss. But as long as I keep at least a dollar of SSI, I'm keeping those Medicaid benefits, which can be super, super important. There's also, without getting too far in the weeds, if that beneficiary pays rent, so they're living with parents perhaps, but paying rent, then we don't see that one-third reduction. So if you have someone on SSI who's getting that reduction, talk to someone who practices in the area and see how they can restore that benefit that was reduced based on food and shelter.